Hi, and welcome to Whose Voice, round number 3. Yeah! Alright, so I'm gonna do a really short introduction because I have to go do stuff. And it's actually 7 minutes before the listening party. And I'm really organized today. Anyway, this week's challenge was to interview yourself. Yes, so there are the main voice interviewer is the regular voice of everyone. So if I was interviewing, I would just use this voice. And then you have to interview 4 people, different people. So 4 other character voices. I hope I explained this well. Yeah. But I bet the people who are listening are the ones who already know the challenge. So yay! Good for you. And there's a minimum of 30 seconds per interview, per character. So yeah. Let's start off. First off, we have Drew Ox. Take it away.
Hello and welcome to CNN News. I'm your anchor, Drew Ox the Shredder, and I'm here to talk to you about the new hot dog joint, Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express. It just came in, and we're really excited to see what the people think about it. I've got 4 people lined up right next to me, and I'm going to interview them for you so we can figure out just how successful this place is going to be. So, what's your name?
My name is Demoman, and I'm the best Demoman there is.
Fascinating. So, what do you do for a living?
How many times do I have to tell you, man? I'm a Demoman, and I'm the best damn Demoman you'll ever meet.
That is quite a list of credentials.
Ah.
So, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Well, you know, and I'm not blowing up my enemies and their sentry guns and their rivals. I'm a little hungry, you know. I drink a lot, so I get a little hungry.
Sounds wonderful. So, how did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Well, as a black Scottish cyclops, I kind of felt a little at home, you know, because everyone else that worked there was a Scottish cyclops in their own right. So it was a good experience, you know.
All right, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to try it myself. I have a quick compound question for you.
Ugh.
What food did you order, and did you enjoy it?
Well, at first I ordered a haggis, but then I realized that the hot dog is basically the American version of haggis. So I had just a plain hot dog with nothing on it. I don't really need much on haggis.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, and I have one more question for you. Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Not at all. I don't want anyone else to come there and eat all my hot dogs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, it was great talking with you. I'm going to go and set some sticky bombs outside so I can get the red spy before
well,
he gets behind
great.
Us.
Thanks for your time. I'm going to move.
Don't interrupt me, boy.
Get out of here! Sorry. I kind of lost my temper there. We're going to move on to the next interviewee. He's right over here. Hello, sir. What's your name?
My name is Snarf. Snarf. I'm one of the people that help keep Lion-O in line, Snarf.
Ah, that's great. You already answered my next question.
Oh.
You came prepared for this test.
Yeah.
Don't ever fucking do that again.
Okay.
So, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
I think we saw it once, and Lion-O wanted to go by. I was pretty hungry, so I didn't stop him. It was a great time, if you ask me.
Well, that sounds good. What food did you order? Did you enjoy it?
I didn't really order anything. Lion-O kind of handled that for everyone. But the food that I did get was absolutely great. I could have eaten 50 of those hot dogs.
Wow.
I think I did.
It's like someone needs a little self-control. Yeah. Here's my last question for you, Mr. Snarf. Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Oh, definitely. I don't really have many friends, but anybody that I come by, I always mention it in a pleasant conversation that I have with them. Snarf. Can I go now?
Yeah, of course, Snarf. We have other interviewees to get to. So our next interviewee is, what's your name?
Gilbert Gottfried.
You've got to be kidding. Oh, well, whatever. So, what do you do for a living?
I'm a comedian of sorts. Did a little acting here and there. You know, whatever gets the money in my pockets. You know what I'm saying?
So, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Well, it was on the way. You know, I was going to a convention where I was going to yell at people all day, kind of like I'm doing to you right now. And I was hungry. I wanted a hot dog. There was the express, and I got myself a hot dog, you know?
Yes, I think I understand. What food did you order, and did you enjoy it?
Well, I ordered a hot dog. And, you know, I don't understand what's so complicated about a hot dog, a bun, ketchup and mustard and relish. But for some reason, these morons gave me the wrong thing. I hated it. The hot dog tasted like shit. It wasn't kosher. I fucking hate this place. Whoa. I wouldn't recommend it to a friend, by the way. Yeah. So if you're going to ask me that question, Gilbert, don't waste your damn time. Because I'm not going to... No, you can't shut me... No, no, no. I'm Gilbert Gottfried, okay?
So anyway, sorry about that. It's our last interview for the night, thank the Lord, and, I'm going to be interviewing this person right here. What's your name?
Nathan Explosion.
Whoa, whoa. Huh. Sorry, you scared the crap out of me. So, so what do you do for a living?
I'm the lead singer of Death Clock. I want to make the world brutal and metal.
Well, that's really great. And I support what you want to do. But that's not why we're here. I'm going to ask you a couple questions about this new Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express over here. My first question is, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
I was hungry.
How did you feel about your experience here at, Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
It was pretty brutal. I got the hot dog I wanted, and it had spikes on the bun. It tasted great. My mouth kind of hurts a little bit.
You may want to get that looked at. You're kind of bleeding a little bit. What food did you order? Did you enjoy it?
I ordered the Nathan Explosion dog. It's basically a hot dog with spikes on the bun and really hot Nathan Explosion sauce on the actual hot dog. If it doesn't hurt going in, it hurts coming out. And that's pretty brutal.
Yeah, gonna have to take your word for that, because... Not very interested in trying one. Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Yeah, it's a great restaurant, you know? You go in, you get your stuff, and then you leave. We at the band, were so grateful for how wonderful this place was. We made a song called Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express. So, without further ado, yeah, here's the song.
Was a great song. Well, that was the news for tonight. I'm Druox the Shredder. Have a safe night, and may your hot dogs be yummy.
I was going to be like, well, Snowfender, where's your Magical Hot Dog Express? Because I thought that Druox came up with this idea. I didn't realize everybody had to do this.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the challenge was to do something about Dylan's Hot Dog Express.
I'm glad you read my emails. Yay.
I'm glad you discussed them with me ahead of time.
I did. I totally sent you an email and told you about it.
Sending me an email along with everybody else is not discussing with me ahead of time. That's sending out an email.
I talked about it last week, too.
And then, like, read to me, always ask me questions. I'm like, I don't know. I just work here. My Magical Hot Dog Express, huh?
All right, I think we should start this.
We are starting, and I'm talking about my Hot Dog Express.
It's true. You have a song about it.
My hot dogs are delicious.
They are delicious. I've had... Oh, no, I'm not going to go there. Anyway.
I was so trying to set you up for it. Okay. Was so close.
No. All right, anyway. First off, I want to start by saying, Druox, I love that you go all out for things, because it makes me laugh, even though it's just like a weekly competition... kind of weekly competition thing. It just makes me, like, I'm really grateful that you really go all out for it. So, good song. But anyway, for the critique itself, I wrote notes again. The first thing I had was the Gilbert Gottfried impression was not that spot on, so I feel like you shouldn't have specifically made him Gilbert Gottfried. Perhaps.
Yeah. Why are you being so businesslike tonight?
It's not even
I
a
thought
night.
We were supposed to banter. And I'm trying to banter, you're like, alright, let's get to it. Let's go. Let's do this. Make up your mind, Snowfender. Make up your mind.
I'm a flighty person.
Apparently.
Yeah. Also, I thought the last one, I thought the last one was, you kind of kept slipping out of it a tiny bit. Like, it felt a bit like you were forcing it too much as a voice instead of just, like, going with the character. But it was only at some parts. I felt like you had it overall pretty well done. But just the metal character a little bit seemed fake at parts. Yeah.
I'm afraid to banter now. I'm afraid to talk.
No. I like your shoes today, Dylan.
No, I'm not talking to you. Drux, I like the Scottish accent. It was stereotypical, but in a good way. Also, we don't have enough black Scottish Cyclops represented on this show, so I'm glad that you brought that character in. I like the Thundercats reference. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I can't banter with you right now because you're in a hurry. Your host, like, you as a host was really funny. Like, you should host a show. Like, what food did you order? Did you enjoy it? The way that you read that the same every single time was really funny to me. Lionel is such a douche ordering for everyone. I had that in my notes. Your Gilbert Gottfried is absolutely horrible. Like, I was shocked at how bad it was, given how good you are. So that one needs a little more work. Snarf was spot on, I thought. I think that your metal character was from that Cartoon Network show, but I've only seen it once, so I can't be sure. And it's like a stereotypical metal guy, so I didn't hate that one as much as Snowfender apparently did. I like the song.
I didn't hate it. I thought there were parts where he slipped up. Like, it sounded like he was really forcing it.
I'm not talking directly to you. I'm only talking to Druox. Good job, Druox. That's all I had to say. I'm done.
Good job. Thanks for the song. Next up, we have Songbird.
Hi there. Welcome to Fine Dining. Tonight, we'll be interviewing four people who have just eaten at the brand new Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express. Hi there. What's your name?
My name's Sonia.
Nice to meet you, Sonia. Where do you work? What do you do?
I'm a high school counselor, and on weekends, I volunteer at the library.
Wow, that's quite a bit. What compelled you to dine at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Well, I heard some of my students talking about it, and I wanted to try it out for myself.
And how did you feel about your experience here tonight?
It was pretty good. The service was good. I'm not gonna lie, though. I was pretty surprised when my hot dog was served to me on a linen napkin.
What about the food? What did you order, and did you enjoy it?
I ordered a hot dog with ketchup, mustard, and onions. It was pretty good, but the hot dog was a little scorched, but not badly enough for me to really care.
Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Yeah, I think I would.
Thank you for your time, Sonia. And next we have...
My name's Tessa.
Hi, Tessa. Are you a student?
Yeah, I'm in high school. My mom still thinks I'm too young to get a job.
High school? Wow. Well, what made you decide to come meet at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Well, my sister's boyfriend's brother's best friend said that it was really good, so I figured I'd come and try it out myself.
Wow, and did you like it here?
Well, it wasn't what I expected from a hot dog place. I mean, I thought it was gonna be like a stall, except inside. And it was just way too fancy, you know?
Well, what did you order? And was it any good?
Oh, I got a hot dog with mustard and ketchup and relish, but... I was uncomfortable, so I kind of was too nervous to actually, you know, taste it.
Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
No, I don't think so. My friends and I would rather just go to the movies and eat nachos or something.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Alex.
And what do you do for a living, Alex?
I own and work at the comic book store down the road.
Okay, what brought you over to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
I just wanted some food.
Oh, and did you like it here?
Absolutely not. the lines were too long, and they put a lemon in my water when I specifically said, no lemon!
Oh, and what did you order, and did you like it?
I'll tell you what I ordered. I ordered a plain tofu dog, which you think wouldn't take that long to make, but it did. And by the time it finally got to me, the inside of it was still cold. Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable.
Well, would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend or customer?
Absolutely not.
Thanks for your time, Alex. And finally for the night, we have... Hi, what's your name?
Oh, hi. My name's Marianne, but everyone I know calls me Sugar, because I'm so sweet.
Okay, well, what do you do for work?
Oh, I'm a telemarketer. You know, a lot of people think that it's a really bad job, or that people really don't like us, but people like me, probably because I'm so nice to everybody.
Well, what convinced you to eat at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Oh, I just kind of saw it walking past, and I thought it looked good.
And how do you feel about the experience?
Oh, it was really, like, lightning.
You mean enlightening?
No, like lightning. Wait. Yeah, sorry, that one. The N one. Sorry, I get my big words mixed up sometimes.
Right, anyway, what did you order? And was it any good? Did you like it?
Oh, I got a chili dog, and the hot dog itself was, like, really nice and, you know, like, hot. And the chili wasn't too spicy, and it wasn't too, like, not spicy. So it was, like, the best hot dog that I've ever had, I think.
Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was so, like, yummy, and the people were so nice, like me. I'm gonna tell all my friends to come here from now on.
Okay, and on that note, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's fine dining at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express.
Dylan, I like your shoes.
If you want to just do a boring show where we just do the critiques and that's it, then let's just do it.
Dylan, I like your shoes.
No, well, you're wasting time. Talk about Songbird.
I like your shoes. All right, I do like your shoes, but,
I'm not okay. Wearing any shoes.
Oh, wait, then what am I looking at? okay, so, this part of this is acting. I mean, not a huge part of it, but a small part of it. Well, not a small part. Okay, you're... Submissions will be affected by acting. Like, I've said this, like, almost every email. So, put more energy into what you're saying. Because the interviewer had so little energy. So, it was really difficult to, like, keep listening to, like, what you're saying. Because there wasn't that much energy in it. I'm sorry to start off on, like, a sour note. But, yeah, that's, like, the first note I had. Like, put more energy into what you're saying. Like, act a little bit. Be more natural or charismatic. And, yeah, that'll make your... submission better. I had, for Sonia, there was no difference at all with, like, your voice. It sounded like the exact same person. I don't know if you... I think you tried to go a little bit lower with it, but it really came out like you were just talking to yourself. For Tessa, I thought that... I like the higher range, but I thought it was... you kind of slipped out of it a lot, especially at the end of your sentences. Like, don't forget to, like, keep your voice, like, the same throughout. When you end your sentences, I know you, like, tend to trail off. People in general just tend to trail off in what they're saying. So, like, remember just to keep it all together. For Alex, you were holding your nose, I think. That one sounded kind of fake and like you had a cold. But I really liked Marianne, your last voice. I hated the giggle, but I really liked the voice. I thought it was the best developed of all the characters that you had. So, yeah, that's what I had.
We may as well just be recording these separately, and then you can mix them together, because you don't want to banter. You just want...
I will banter.
No, it's too late. I liked my hot dog express is on a show called Fine Dining, because it's classy. Snow Fender.
It is classy.
Unlike
classy
if
individual.
You had a hot dog express... it would be in the bad area of town where the hookers go.
We have neon lights.
Wow, that's just not, it's not classy. The first character you did, yeah, the voices were kind of similar, but I thought you did a good job of differentiating the speech patterns on all your characters. And I noticed a lot of people don't differentiate speech patterns, and I thought you did a great job of that. I thought that character was well acted. I don't think you were holding your nose. I think you were drunk. Well, I don't know how else you would do it, but maybe you were. I don't think you were. It didn't sound like holding your nose to me. I know that, and it sounded like you just had somehow stopped up your nose, but I don't think you were holding it. I didn't like the last character. It sounded fake, but I liked all the other characters. Wait. I didn't like your second character either. It sounded anime, and you know how I am about anime.
Yeah.
You know. Although, for a show like this, maybe it's good to have anime. But it wasn't like anime enough that it sounded like legit anime, but it wasn't legit enough that it sounded like not anime. Not that anime is not legit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was somewhere in between.
I feel like we had completely different reactions to all of these.
It was somewhere in between anime and normal acting. But it wasn't it wasn't far enough on either side for it to be win for me personally. But Snowfender seemed to like it quite a bit. I agree that your host didn't have enough energy.
Yeah. I feel like we had, like, completely different reactions to, like, every single one of our voices.
That's because we're not on the same page because we're not bantering.
I asked you about your shoes.
We're doing two separate shows now.
No.
This is why I will never have you on any of my shows as a judge. I'm done.
I'm going to go cry. And then we can... Yeah, I'm done, too.